Yep. So I've actually heard from the North Bay Regional Hospital that we've been very lucky locally in capacity at our hospital in North Bay during the pandemic, and they felt that we were going to be able to recover quickly in regards to any overflow of patients. But this is an issue affecting more hospitals across the province. But I do recognize that there's issues in healthcare right now, just beyond capacity issues. So people have been struggling to find doctors for a while now, and access to specialists is it really actually something people are dealing with worse than ever. One of the things I'm most proud about in our plan is the focus on redirecting people from emergency rooms and hospitals to places that are better suited to care for them. We also have a significant focus on prevention. When we know prevention is actually, it's cheaper for prevention than it is to have to pay for emergencies later on. So many of our policies focus on keeping people healthy rather than treating them afterwards, although we still do have a number of those supports as well. But again, repealing Bill 124 on day one gives raises to healthcare workers and those working short staff shifts. We're going to hire 100,000 healthcare workers prioritizing full-time roles. We're going to hire internationally trained health professionals and provide them with supports to ensure that they can become accredited here in Ontario. Add more nursing and medical school spaces. Cover the tuition costs for medical and nursing students working in rural and remote communities. Train 3,000 new mental health and addiction professionals. Ensure access to a family doctor or nurse practitioner within 24 hours, even in remote communities. We're going to get more health services in rural and northern Ontario through actions like increasing the admissions cap at the Northern Ontario School of Medicine, providing more tuition subsidies to students coming to committed to staying in the north long-term, and bringing a midwifery program back to the north. Again, Buck Ride is another thing that will also help people access those services. So whether it's our own hospital or specialized services in down south, we're going to increase the number of family doctors and nurse practitioners across Ontario, create 50 new community health centers, clear the surgical and diagnostic backlog with a $1 billion investment in additional capacity, establish maximum wait time for surgeries. And I could go on and on. This is, again, our platform is fully costed, and it's a plan, which means that we're on day one, we're able to hit the ground running.